How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life. Permission granted to end your suffering. Hey guys, it's Heather Chauvin and welcome back to the Mama's in Control podcast. And every freaking time, every single time I hit record, the dog barks, the furnace turns on, or my husband walks in. It's amazing. I love this. This is how life works. Anywho, so I'm doing an interview series, not an interview series. I'm doing a podcast series, podcast a day theme. Is. This is easy. Life is easy. It can be so much easier than we give ourselves permission for. So today I was writing down some notes and I wrote down permission to end your suffering. A few episodes ago, I was talking about an interview that some gentleman was interviewing me for a story that he's writing up on me in a magazine. And so I'm telling my story and I had this aha moment. And I've said this before and I've talked about it, but I know I'm not alone because I've heard you guys talk about it too. I remember the moment I was diagnosed with cancer and I had this internal shift that my suffering was over. Literally, it's so weird. I was thinking about my life and how hard it felt, right? Teen pregnancy, death, grief, loss, oh my gosh, depression, figuring out my body, food, lack of energy, welfare. Oh God, what else can I add to that list? Lots of things. And then I got diagnosed. And I literally remember thinking, I'm done. This is it. This is the golden ticket. This is what Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory talk about. The golden ticket to end my suffering. Yep, Heather, you're done. No more suffering. Nobody took it away from me. I could still be suffering to this day. But what was it? Why in that moment, as a woman, as a mother, did I give myself permission to end my suffering? It was a knowing. It was a thought-provoking decision. I'm not kidding. It was a decision in that moment when I said, you're good. This is it. No more suffering. Now life can be easy for you. So mind you, I'm in my 30s and when I attract older women, sometimes they go, oh, honey, you're still young. And I'm like, there's some ageism there. And we need to realize it doesn't matter if you are 15, 30, 45, 60, 80. You are suffering sometimes. And yesterday I was at an event and we were talking about assets. We were talking about investments and we were talking about resources from a very boring economical investment standpoint. And my eyes were glazing over. My husband was truly excited. And I was like, this is boring. One part of the presentation that I did enjoy was when, actually it was the first presentation and he was talking about quality of life and lifestyle. And he had a picture up of older women, like 70-ish plus, 70, 80 maybe, of all ethnicities, all cultures, just hanging out together, smiling at the camera. And he goes, what's their secret? All these women are from all walks of life. Some are poor, some are rich. Health conditions vary. As you can see, they have different ethnicities. What is the common denominator? And he said, the common denominator is they're giving themselves permission to be happy. And I was like, ooh, why is that? And so he was talking about how, like just developmental stages of in your 20s, you're like, woohoo, life is awesome. I'm going to get drunk and find myself and travel the world and do whatever, which I didn't do in my 20s because I was changing diapers and trying to get vomit out of my hair from baby puke and going to school and all of that fun stuff. So in their 30s, they're saying 30 to 50, there's a decline in happiness. And he was joking around that this is kind of when we start having children and then when the children leave the house and ha ha ha, isn't that funny? And I go, well, here we go again, you know, a social norm of when we're having children, life needs to suck. It needs to be hard. It needs to be difficult. And oh, look, your happiness happens when the children leave the house. And I was like, I don't like this. I do not like this cultural okayness with, you know, it's okay to be miserable, depressed, depleted, exhausted when you're a parent. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. This is culturally acceptable, right? So, and what he was saying is at the end of, it was something about the, I'll be happy when syndrome, right? I'll be happy when the debt is paid off. I'll be happy when I lose 20 pounds. I'll be happy when the kids leave the house and then I can travel the world and do whatever I want. And the whole philosophy of this photo was these women finally came, and I don't know why it was just women. There was no men in the picture, but these women finally came to terms with, hey guys, our life is kind of dwindling and our time is up, not up yet, but you know, the road ahead is less than the road behind us. Why don't we just be happy now? And so it was choosing in a moment to make a choice to be happy. And what I mean by be happy, that's a whole nother conversation, but choosing to end your suffering, choosing to stop making it so freaking difficult on yourself that you need to bloody kill yourself to try to figure out to be happy. So my point for today's podcast is, you are your greatest investment. Your greatest resources are your time and your energy and your assets. That's your smile. That's your skills. That's how you feel. And in order to, I guess, make good investments in your life and have good ROI and return on your investment and all of the political economic baloney that I don't understand, which I don't want to understand. I do want to understand it, but just for the sake of feeling comfortable and planning for the future. But I'm more intrigued by those women in the photo who in that moment chose to say, I'm done. I'm done suffering. I'm done struggling. I'm just saying no. And if I piss off a lot of people, that's A-okay. Be on a mission. Be on a mission to figure out why you're so tired. Be on a mission to figure out why you are hustling every single day to slowly kill yourself. And then when the diagnosis comes, you go, oh shit, I knew this was coming, but why didn't I stop? Why did I let it get this bad? The truth is, as human beings, we need to feel the pain in order to grow. That's kind of the way the process works. As I was sitting around this table, we were talking about investments. We were talking about assets. We were talking about retirement. I said, guys, a lot of people don't do the work until they absolutely have to. And it doesn't matter. I can tell you all my story as much as possible. But until you are personally affected by something that I say, you're not going to take action. And that's the truth, right? Why, when you're 20 years old and you get your first full-time gig or younger, however old you are, why would you be interested in planning for your future if you haven't even yet started living? Why? sometimes we need to be forced to do these things. And on another instance, sometimes we need to make ourselves sick in order to realize that your way of being is not sustainable. So your investment, your greatest investment is yourself. Imagine becoming a better version of yourself and how this affects your parenting and your relationship with your child and how your child will parent their children if they have children and how their children will parent their children and so on and so on and so on. You have the power to create change in your life. It's just whether or not you're willing to do the work and to show up. Your greatest resources, your assets are, sorry, resources? Yeah, resources are time and energy. You have 24 hours in a day. I have 24 hours in a day. How you choose to spend them are up to you. Your energy, you have one cup of energy a day. Are you like emptying it out before the kids get off to school? Or are you using little sips and kind of restoring those energy leaks in your life? And your assets, those are your skills. That's your smile. That's how you show up. That's how you make people feel when you leave their presence. Why do we find it difficult to invest in ourselves? You are your greatest asset. You are your greatest investment. You have the resources. So remember, don't wait till you're 70 to end your suffering. Make a choice today. And if you have no idea where to get started and you're like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if it is nice, do it. Head on over to momisincontrol.com. Fill out the application. I'm so excited to connect with you. We got this. You got this. The life that you want to create in 2018 is 100% possible, but it's not possible without you participating in it. So take action and watch the magic happen. momisincontrol.com. Fill out the application and we'll chat soon. This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community.
My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.